Welcome back to Racing Pulse. Adrian Bott and Gay Waterhouse are looking to secure a very early spot in the Melbourne Cup this year. They've got two chances in the Andrew Ramsden Runaway, who finished 19th in the Cup last year after winning the Geelong Cup and also Transact, the recent St. Ledger winner. How are you, Adrian?
Yeah, good morning, Michael. How are you?
Very well, mate. Very well. From a trainer's point of view, how good is it that the Ramsden gives an early free pass into the Cup?
Yeah, look, it's an excellent incentive to be there for the race. I think everyone found out how difficult it is this year, or it's becoming increasingly difficult to get a horse qualified for the Cup with the amount of international exposure there is. So I think it's a great move and a great help to the locals to be able to get some get a presence in the race, and it'll definitely take the pressure off leading into it if we're fortunate enough to secure one.
Got a full field, which is no surprise considering what is on the table. And it's an interesting race. We've got the up-and-comers, the Steel Prince and Surprise Babies, who are going to be hard to beat. And also Transact, I suppose, fits into that category. Of your two, Runaway and Transact, who do you think's your better chance tomorrow?
Yeah, look, difficult to split the two. I guess a slight leaning towards Runaway and the fact that he's probably a little bit more seasoned and he's proven at the level at that class. Transact, he's got to take on the older, more seasoned opponents. But, he's been excellent this campaign and showed great improvement. And obviously his winning the St. Ledger was a nice, tough victory. So stepping back up to that trip's more suitable for him. And Runaway's had a nice preparation and has been set for this. And he's showing great improvement with each run. He's had a nice trial in between just to switch him on and, a good sense of timing about his preparation.
He led last start. Do you envisage him in the same role on Saturday?
Yeah, look, it's tough with the two horses going forward. Runaway's probably a little bit more versatile, whereas Transact probably a little bit more one-dimensional in his racing pattern.
All right, and Transact, he's only lightly raced a three-year-old, as you said, and he's got a lot of staying potential. Do you think he is seasoned enough to win a race like the Andrew Ramsden against the older horses?
Look, I think so. From what we've seen from him this campaign, we chose not to go down to the Adelaide Derby in favour of keeping him in Melbourne to target this race specifically. Obviously the what's on offer was a big lure as well, but we thought he was well and truly up to it, and had exactly what it takes.
Got a promising two-year-old up north in the sire's produce, Zarson. No doubt hoping that the form is franked a little later in the day when Dubious goes around in the Group 1. Up to 1,400 metres, he's drawn a nice barrier. How do you see the race for him?
I think it's an excellent chance for us on the weekend. I like everything that he's done to date, this preparation, and obviously he's held some very strong form lines through his previous campaign, but he's shown great improvement for us. He's been looking for the 1,400 metres now. We've got a nice soft draw in comparison to a fortnight ago when we drew wide and he had to do plenty of work there to sit outside of hot tempo. And he sprinted well, but just peaked on his run late, so he was vulnerable there. And I think he gets the right conditions on Saturday, and I think we'll see a nice, strong performance from him because he's come out of that race in great shape, and he's worked well leading into Saturday, and I think he's taken the necessary improvement, and I think that race of fortnight ago is the right form line for this.
Well, he's got a win over Kiyomichi and close up in the Magic Million, so he's got the ability. Is he your best, do you think, on Saturday?
Look, he's one of the better chances. I do like... I think our best chance is a horse called Wolf for us in Sydney. Mm. He's obviously shown great progression. He's a really nice staying type for us, and he's got a lot of potential going forward. So he's coming off the back of a strong win at Canterbury, stepping up in grade again, but he's shown plenty of class for us.
Well, he's an even money favourite in race number 4 at Royal Randwick. Adrian, good luck everywhere tomorrow where you've got runners.
Thanks very much, Michael.
Adrian Bott.